Morning, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And today is a really wonderful day, and I'm so thankful to God. I'm so thankful for how He really just, how we can do, you know, we can see the things from God's perspective, because God's perspective is that we could be facing battles, we could be facing things that go on within our lives. But if we choose, you know, we choose, okay, this battle may be going on, but what am I being taught by this? What is God teaching me right now? And that is so important to see, that where God is teaching you, how God is teaching you. You know, there's a few things right now that are going on. Everyone's got something going on. There's a few things that I'm working out, and I'm really seeing that, you know, that sometimes our attitude needs to change. The way that we deal with things need to change. So it's God showing us, in this area, you need to change. In this area, if you keep reacting or acting in that way, then this is going to be the outcome. So when God shows you these things lovingly, and because He's seeing that what you're doing right now is not working, you know, what you're not changing, you are choosing. So how you are choosing to act or react in a situation, that will be a continual cycle until you recognize, actually, I could be the problem in this area, and that won't actually bring glory to God of how you're acting. And sometimes we definitely do need to really say to ourselves, you know, sometimes we need to bite our lip, sometimes we need to ensure that we're being calm, sometimes we need to ensure that we're choosing we always need to be choosing our spiritual mind over our carnal, which is so much easier said than done. So much easier said than done. That sometimes the things that happen may make our initial reaction, especially if we have paradigms of certain things, may be to act in that way. But God is for transformation, and God is to transform us. So when we are deciding we are going to be transformed in the renewal of our mind, it's a renewal state every day that we renew, that we say to ourselves, okay, this is happening that way, and how I do the things, you know, is really going to make the difference. So to make the difference in the world, we need to be the difference we want to see, right? So we can't put past blame or put blame on others. We need to do a check up from the neck up with ourselves and say, okay, this is how I've reacted in the past, because maybe I haven't actually woken up, or actually haven't seen how that could have then affected other people, etc. And I didn't actually see the outcome. But now you do, then it's time for you to recognise, to realise that, you know, the outcomes that you are, the outcome is going to be the you know, carry on the way it is, or you can really change. You could change things around. And God is all for change. God is all for, you know, really moving things in the best direction for you and your family. He really wants you to see. He really wants you to experience. He really wants you to know that you can be the best that you can be. That you can really have the desires of your heart, they're okay if something is really overtaking or very overwhelming right now, then go into prayer. Go to God. God is the source. You know, He is the source for everything, source of our supply. So when we recognize that God supplies our needs, then we won't need to go to the world. We just go to God and wait for the answer, you know, and during that time, know, you know, God has given us many, He's given us many things to do, many things to say. He's given us, you know, the confessions. And really, the confession of our heart is so, so important. What we're saying, yes, this situation could be going on, it could be overwhelming, but what are you speaking? What are you speaking into existence? What are you saying? It is so important that you recognize what you're saying is going to really have the greatest effect on the outcome of how your life is turning out. And people really don't understand this. People think their words, it doesn't really matter, and it is not going to take effect. But it really, really is. I was actually online on a thread the other day, and I seen this, and it really opened my eyes. It says, scientists just proved that Earth was made from vibrations, aka sound, and God spoke His commands, and they came to be in Genesis. So this is how important our words are. And we know this, you know. God spoke. He said, light be, and light became. And we have God within us, so we shall not fail. We shall not fall. But if we choose to carry on speaking how we feel, speaking how we see, speaking the things that we're saying what we see and not what we want, then you're going to be in this continuous cycle again. So God is really moving the things. I see very clearly how God is moving the things, how God is really showing up. But we need to be aware, because he has got that still subtle voice. Are you listening, or are you distracted by the world? Are you letting the world, you know, bombard your mind? Are you letting your mind bombard your mind? Because your mind can really have override what God is trying to say if you let it. So it's really about denying that flesh, denying the thoughts that are not of God, denying the things that are of this world that are going to take you off course. This is the most important work that you will do. If the world is going the way that it's going, you know, and the things are being said, you don't know what can be, you don't know what is, only God knows what is about to come up, what the things, how the things are going to be. But no one can take the Spirit of God away from you. Yes, there could be many jobs, people that could be taken over, but the Spirit of God will never be taken over. This is the most important thing in the world. And God will be the only one that's going to make you aware of this. God is going to be like, you can hear, but when you see and you have that, you know, you have that deep feeling within your heart, you know what is being said is like things are being matched up or things are really not matching up, then you are starting to be made spiritually aware of the times, of everything that's happening. And God is just, he's knitting us together. You know, we are knitted and formed and created in the image of God. And if there's things that need tweaking, he's going to show up. He is really going to give you. He is really going to show you. He is really going to let you. He will not let you fall. You just need to listen. You know, there might be times where you haven't seen or you haven't understood, but that's okay. Today is a new day, a brand new day. And we can have the greatest day. We can have the greatest mindset. It's up to us to choose. You choose choose you this day, death or life? What are you speaking? What are you saying? And are you letting God really, you know, to have that transformation? He's so still and subtle, and you need a recognition of God's voice within your life. If you've got that recognition, then you're winning, because you recognize and you're like, okay, this is God speaking, this is God doing this. Yeah, you may have made mistakes, but what the devil meant for bad, God meant for good. So really keep that within your heart. You're never far too gone. You know, the people around you are never far too gone. It only takes one moment to change, one moment to do, to become. If you've woken up today, you have, and you've got breath in your lungs, you have still got things to be doing, things to be carrying on. You've still got a person to become, and become better. Be better for God. Be that person that He's called you to be. You know what's in your heart. You know you can fill it within your heart, that you are chosen, that you are what that is, your, you know, you, people have dreams and realities. Those, the dreams can be made into reality, you know, if you let it, if you don't hold back in fear, if you let go of carnality, if you let go of those carnal thoughts of how things should be. You know, I have the greatest minister, because he really speaks truth into my life that has completely changed my life. And I'm so thankful for this. So thankful for really being able to really have what God has given me. And having that gratitude and that recognition of what God has done is so important. So this is what I want to share. And God bless you.